وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة، كل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. إن شاء الله we continue the lesson we've taken from the book منظومة أصول الفقه وقواعده للشيخ محمد بن صالح العثيمين رحمه الله. بيت نمبر 41. بيت نمبر 41. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: والأمر للفور فبادر الزمن إلا إذا دل دليل فاسمعا، والأمر إن روعي فيه الفاعل فذاك ذو عين وذاك الفاضل، وإن يراعى الفعل مع قطع النظر عن فاعل فذو كفاية أثر، والأمر بعد النهي للحل وفي قول لرفع النهي خذ به تفي، وافعل عبادة إذا تنوعت وجوهها بكل ما قد وردت، لتفعل سنة في الوجهين وتحفظ الشرع بذي النوعين، والزم طريقة النبي المصطفى وخذ بقول الراشدين الخلفاء، قول الصحابي حجة على الأصح ما لم يخالف مثله فما رجح، وحجة التكليف خذها أربعة: قرآننا وسنة مثبتة من بعدها إجمع هذه الأمة، والرابع القياس فافهمنه. الشيخ ثالث رحمه الله تعالى: والأمر للفور فبادر الزمن إلا إذا دل دليل فاسمعا. The command, meaning in the Quran, in the Sunnah, necessitates to fulfill it as fast as early as possible. The command necessitates to do it fast, to hasten to it. If there is a command, then hasten to apply it. إلا إذا دل دليل فاسمع، except if there is a proof showing otherwise, then listen to it, follow it. So that is the origin. If there is a command in Quran and Sunnah, to apply right away, not to delay it. Unless there is a proof that would show us you can delay it. And the proof of that is from that is the hadith of Prophet Sallam when he was making Umrah, and the Quraysh stopped him from continuing his Umrah. Prophet Sallam commands Sahaba to shave their hair and to conclude, to cancel their Umrah. And that was something they never used to do it in Jahiliyyah time. They used to see big munkar. So they didn't hasten to that, expecting that Prophet ﷺ changed that rule. When they didn't do that, Prophet ﷺ was very mad at them. So he went to one of his wives and he mentioned what happened. She advised to go and he ﷺ to do it. He to ask someone to shave his hair. When they see the Prophet ﷺ doing that, they will do it. Musalama radiallahu anha, because she knew why they didn't do that. It's because they expecting Prophet ﷺ to change. But when they see the Prophet ﷺ, he himself did, there is no way to go back. That's what happened. When he ﷺ asked someone to shave his hair and they see they were about to kill one another for doing that. Point here is Prophet ﷺ, he get mad. Why? Because he command them. And the command necessitates to do it as early as possible. Naam, unless there is proof otherwise. And people, they even use their lifetime. Imagine a father who says to his son, give me such and such. And he's taking his time. He will not accept. The earlier he does, the better, the better he apply the command and he obey his father. So that is the origin. If there is command, right there, don't wait. This command can be amr wajib, amr istihbab. It's known the command is two type. One is a mandatory to apply. If you don't do, you commit sin. And the other one is a command, but it's a command of recommendation. Yes, it's a command of recommendation. You do, it's better to do it. Both applies this rule. If there is a command which is a wajib, mandatory, then apply right away. If there is a command which is sunnah, voluntarily, is optional, also apply it right away. Don't delay it. Unless there is a proof showing the otherwise. For instance, the proof showing to delay is that Allah command to establish the prayer. Aqimu salah, to establish the prayer. The salah time is known, it starts time. Then when there is hadith, Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned that dhuhr is between the sun when it starts to asr, then there is known that that command is not right away. Likewise, somebody is traveling in Ramadan or he is sick, he break the fasting. The command, Allah command to make it up. كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر. But that command, there is a proof showing any other day. As long as it's not next year. So someone who was traveling in Ramadan, he missed 10 days. For instance, he missed 10 days. It's not must that right after Ramadan ends, if he's a resident, that he has to make it up. It's not a must. It is better, no question. Be on safe side, free yourself from responsibility. Wallahi alhamd. But it's not a must. Because Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the days she missed Ramadan, sometimes she was only making up before the other Ramadan, the month, Sha'ban. So 11, 10 months and more, she was not fasting, she was not making up. Means that command, which to make it up, it's not right away mandatory. And the like. So the origin is the command, to apply right away. Don't wait it. Unless there is a proof showing that you have time, you can delay. Is that clear? Then the Sheikh said, وَالْأَمْرُ إِنْ رُوعِي فِيهِ الْفَاعِلُ فَذَاكَ ذُو عَيْنِ وَذَاكَ الْفَاضِلُ. Of course, this book we read in is just to have at least a general idea that there is a subject called أصول الفقه, قواعد الفقه. It's two subjects, this book, by the way. Just to know, general, to have an idea. But it needs another time to read in detail. If 10 times is read, for sure, mostly every time you benefit some. You didn't know before. Yes, and it's the way of ulama. The book, first you go to the smallest book, and then you go to the basic to understand the word, is the terminology. Then you go to the next, then you go to the explanation, then you get the proof, then it's opinion of the ulama. If they differ, so you don't take everything one time. So, al-muhim, that the Sheikh said, وَالْأَمْرُ إِنْ رُوعِي فِيهِ الْفَاعِلُ فَذَاكَ ذُو عَيْنِ وَذَاكَ الْفَاضِلُ وَإِنْ يُرَاعَ الْفِعْلُ مَعَ قَطْعِ النَّظَرِ عَنْ فَاعِلٍ فَذُو كِفَايَةٍ أُثِرْ. The Sheikh said, the command, if the consideration is the doer of the action, means each one has to do that action. فَذَاكَ ذُو عَيْنٍ. This is called ذُو عَيْن. Either it's فَرْضُ عَيْن or سُنَّةُ عَيْن. If it is a command, you must do it, it's called فَرْضُ عَيْن. If it is sunnah, it's not must, it's called سُنَّةُ عَيْن. So that means each individual has to do that. وَذَاكَ الْفَاضِلُ, and that is more virtue. وَإِنْ يُرَعَ الْفِعْلُ مَعَ قَطْعِ النَّظَرِ, but if the what's being considered is the action to be done, مَعَ قَطْعِ النَّظَرِ عَنْ فَاعِلٍ, regardless the doer, action has to be performed. فَذُو كِفَايَةٍ أُثِرْ, this one is called ذو كفاية, فرض كفاية or سنة كفاية. So now there is an act of worship. It is mandatory on each person. Nobody does on behalf of other one. Like what? Five prayers. Nobody prays Fajr on behalf of you. Your mother, barakallahu fiha, she pray all night tahajjud, she pray as much, she will not pray on behalf of you. You have to pray that salah, because this is called fardu ayn. Fardu ayn. Likewise, sunnatu ayn. There is a sunnah, it's not a mandatory, but also nobody is going to do it on behalf of you. Like the rak'at, sunan rawatib. Two rak'ah before fajr, four rak'ah before dhuhr, two after dhuhr, two rak'ah after maghrib, two rak'ah after isha, and the like. Nobody is praying on behalf of you. This is called sunnatu ayn. You individual, each one is required. Requirement of either mandatory or require of sunnah and recommendation. Is this clear? But if the action, what's being considered is not the individual, rather is the action itself. As long as this action is taken care of, this ibadah is performed, that is the goal. If one individual take care of, that's the rest are not sinful for that. They good to go. Okay, for instance, a Muslim die. This is called fardu kifaya. There must be among Muslims those who bury that Muslim. If one person take care, two, three, the rest of the Muslims are free. If no one take care of, all of those who are able and know about it will be sinful. Because this is called fardu kifaya. It's a mandatory, but to the ummah. So if a group of them take care of, they do that, the rest are free. No one does it, everyone is sinful. Adhan and iqama, for instance. Somebody has to make adhan. Must make iqama. The point is adhan and iqama be made. If someone does, the rest are free. If no one does, they commit sin. This is called fardu kifaya. There is also sunnatu kifaya. There is sunnatu ayn and sunnatu kifaya. It's a sunnah. If someone does, the rest are nothing is on them. They apply the sunnah. For instance, if a group of people two group of Muslims get together. One come from the other side, the other from the other side. The less number is sunnah to make the salam to the other group. The less number, like we five, you brothers, you ten, we confront one another, you come from the north, we come from, and then we the less number. This is the sunnah to say salam. This salam is sunnah. To start the greeting of a Muslim is sunnah. It's not a mandatory. But to respond is a mandatory. So to start is sunnah. This sunnah, if it's made by one person, one of us said to you, assalamu alaikum, the rest are free. They make sunnah to kifaya. It's sunnah. Starting the greeting is sunnah. This sunnah is applied by one. The rest you don't have to. Everyone does have to say salamu alaikum. One of us says to you when we enter the masjid, akhi. So that is the sunnah. If less number meet a great number, the less number start the greeting. That's another issue. If a small person, young person, an old person get together, they meet, the young should start. If a walking and a sitting meet, the walking should start. Someone who's riding, someone who walk in mid, the one who riding, the easy one starts with the greeting. That's the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu alam, how many of us have in that in mind? Yes, Muslims, they get together, they meet, they should say salam. They start in this salam is not mandatory. It's required, it's encouraged, it's good, it's recommended. And this is sunnatu kifaya or sunnatu ayn. Sunnatu kifaya means a group, one of them does, the rest, they don't have to do it. طيب. وإن يراعى الفعل مع قطع النظر عن فاعل فذو كفاية. So which one is important? The act of worship which everyone must do, or the one, someone from the group must do. Which one is more important? That everyone must do. That's why Allah made it on everybody, whether it is a mandatory or a sunnah. Then the Sheikh said, وَفْعَلْ عِبَادَةً إِذَا وَالْأَمْرُ بَعْدَ النَّهِي لِلْحِلِّ وَفِي قَوْلٍ لِرَفْعِ النَّهِي خُذْ بِهِ تَفِي. And the command after the prohibition is for permissibility. وَفِي قَوْلٍ لِرَفْعِ النَّهِي خُذْ بِهِ تَفِي. In another opinion, it only lifts up, it lifts the prohibition. What here means? There was a prohibition of something. Then command came. What is the rule of that command? For instance, Allah forbade to sell, to buy after the Adhan of Friday. إذا نودي للصلاة يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع. Stop business because you hear the Adhan of Friday. This is a command. After the command, after Salah finished, Allah said, فَإِذَا قُضِيَ الصَّلَاةَ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. If Salah is performed, then make intishar fil ard, go to the earth. This command, does that mean we must, after Friday, we must get back to what we were doing? If we don't do, we sinful? Or it means the ruling goes back to whatever making business before the Adhan was it? The ruling, whatever it was, it goes back to. Or it means it is permissible. What it means. So the Sheikh said, وَالْأَمْرُ بَعْدَ النَّهِي لِلْحِلِّ وَفِي. Some ulama, they say, the command after the prohibition, it was prohibited at the beginning, then here there is a command, that means it's permissible, regardless mandatory or sunnah, or they say it's just a permissible. You have the option to do it. And another opinion says, no, it just lifts the prohibition. This command lifts the prohibition, which means it goes back to its original rule. So here, when Allah command after Friday, after performing Friday lecture, to go back, this command, what is the ruling of it? The Sheikh Uthaymeen and others, they choose, it goes back to whatever it, the ruling was before prohibition. So buying and selling was hell, was permissible. I don't have to sell and buy Friday before Friday. I can take off, I can walk before I do the business early. That day I sleep and I start after Jum'ah. All this is, so the rule goes back there. So you don't say, here there's a command. Allah said after Friday, we must go back and work. Some people did already that. We must go back because Allah command. No, you need to understand what the ulama said. The command after the prohibition, it was prohibited, and then now it was command, it goes back to its original rule, whatever it was. Likewise, وَإِذَا حَلَلْتُمْ فَاصْطَادُوا. You know, the one who making Hajj Umrah is not allowed to hunt the game. It's not allowed, someone who Hajj Umrah. You're not allowed, be careful. Then Allah said, if you finish, then now hunt the game. is a command after prohibition. What's the ruling of hunting after you finish the Hajj and the Umrah? Yes, it goes back whatever it was before that, which is permissibility. Which is, it's permissible. So you don't have to, after Hajj and Umrah, look for animal to tayyib. There are many. Then the Shaykh said, وَفْعَلْ عِبَادَةً إِذَا تَنَوَّعَتْ وُجُوهُهَا بِكُلِّ مَا قَدْ وَرَدَّتْ لِتَفْعَلَ سُنَّةَ فِي الْوَجَيْنِ وَتَحْفَظَ الشَّرْعَ بِذِنَّ وَعَيْنِ. وَفْعَلْ عِبَادَةً وَفْعَلْ عِبَادَةً إِذَا تَنَوَّعَتْ وُجُوهُهَا بِكُلِّ مَا قَدْ وَرَدَّتْ. The Shaykh said, and do the ibadah, perform the ibadah in all its forms when it has different form. There is an act of worship, you can do it in different way. The Shaykh say, do it on those different ways. Don't just do it in one way. For instance, after you say Allahu Akbar, you enter the Salah, there is dua al-istiftah. There is supplication you open the Salah with. Before you recite the, what? Fatiha. Prophet ﷺ, he made different dua. Each one you do, you did good. Is it, can you just stick to one of it? Yes, you can do it. But it's better, the Shaykh says, to do each one. For instance, from those dua, Hadith Sahihain, Abu Huraira asked the Prophet ﷺ, oh, the Messenger of Allah, after you say Allahu Akbar, you remain quiet sometime. What do you say? Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, I say, اللهم باعد بيني بين خطاياي كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب. اللهم نقني من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم اغسل خطاياي بالماء والثلج والبرد. That is one dua. You can say that. Another sound hadith, hadith is Aisha. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say, after he say takbir, سبحانك اللهم بحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك ولا إله غيره. Another hadith in Sahih Muslim, Prophet ﷺ, in Sahih Muslim, to say after the takbir, Allahu Akbar kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukratan wa asila. Another way is also in Sahih Muslim, alhamdulillahi hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi. And there are other siyaq. So those ways, each one Prophet ﷺ said it. And he is ascending and say all of it. So you can say one of it. You can pick up one of it and say it. But the Shaykh says, say in all, it is different forms. Say one time this, another time this, another time this. What is the benefit? لِتَفْعَلَ سُنَّةَ فِي الْوَجَهِينِ. To do the sunnah in both ways. So the one who recites one dhikr, when dua, it's not like the one who recites both dua. Because he make the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, he applied this and he applied this. When this one, he apply only one. This one fa'idah. The other one, وَتَحْفَظَ الشَّرْعَ بِذِنُّ وَعَيْنِ, also to preserve the legislation through the both ways. So when you memorize this, adhkar all of it, then this is protecting and preservation and keeping the religion into application. Otherwise, if people only learn one dua, the rest is forgotten. So the benefit is these two. You're doing the sunnah in both ways. And on the other hand, you're memorizing and you're keeping, you're preserving the sunnah. Is this understandable? Likewise, for instance, ruku'. So in the ruku' there are different adhkar. One sound, Subhan Rabbi al-Azim wa bihamdi, three times. Sound. Another one sound, Shagalban authenticate all that, Subhan Rabbi al-Azim, without wa bihamdi. Another one, Subbuhun Quddusun Rabbul Malaikati wa Ruh. Another one. But the ulama, they say, the adhkar of ruku' and sujood is different, that you say all of it, if you able all of it. Just the sujood and ruku', you can say all of it together. Imam Nawawi mentioned, Shaykh Uthaymeen mentioned, others. Just the ruku' and sujood. So this is exceptional for this principle, remember. So you can say Subhan Rabbi Al Adim wa bihamdihi, Subhan Rabbi Al Adim, Subhan Rabbi Al Adim, Subhan Rabbi Al Adim wa bihamdihi, Subhuhun Qudus Rabbul Malaikat al-Ruh, Subhanakallahu bihamdik, Subhanakallahu bihamdik, Subhanakallahu bihamdika, Allahu maghfirli. You can say all that together. And if you say one of it, but to preserve, to say it. Between the two sujood, Allahumma aghfir li warhamni wajburni wahdini warzuqni is-sawm. Another way, Rabbi aghfir li, Rabbi aghfir li, Rabbi aghfir li, Rabbi aghfir li. You keep on repeating is-sawm. So here, say this one, don't say together. You can say just the one always, Rabbi aghfir li, Rabbi aghfir li. You're good to go. But it's better to also learn the other one, to preserve the sunnah, and also to do it. For instance, the tashahud. At-tashahud, different ways, Shaykh Albani mentioned in his noble book, Sifat Salat al-Nabi, Rahimahullah. For instance, tashahud, hadith ibn Mas'ud, fi sahihain, At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat, As-salamu alayka ayyuhal nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. This is sound, you can say. Another dua, hadith Umar radiallahu anhu, and the Imam Malik, Shaykh Al-Bani authenticated. At-tahiyyatu lillah, az-zakiyatu lillah, at-tayyibatu lillah, as-salawatu lillah, as-salamu alayka ayyuhal nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, as-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin, ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasul. Umar said that on the member. Everyone was hearing it, so it's sound. That's another way. Another way, hadith of the son of Umar, Abdullah ibn Umar, which is also sound. At-tahiyyatu lillah is almost the same of Ibn Mas'ud, but only wahdahu la sharika la. So, at-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat, as-salamu alayka ayyuhal nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, as-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. For instance, so to say each one, you applying the sunnah of the Messenger sallam. It has also another benefit. Shaykh Uthaymeen mentioned so many benefit. Another benefit is when you say this at kind of different time, always you aware of what you saying. Unlike if you just say one of it, it may be custom. You don't even remember when you said it. Is this understandable? Okay. As-salatu ala al-Nabi, for instance. Different ways to make salatu ala al-Nabi, in the tashahud. Salatu al-Ibrahimiyya. From that, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Fi sahihain. Another way, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala kama sallaita ala ali Ibrahim wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka Hamidum Majid. Sound. And there are other ways. So each of those don't put together again. The only way you put these adhkar together, what do we say? The ulama, they say sujood and ruku', the rest you don't bring it together. Ah, that's the origin. Tayyib. In Shaykh Al-Albani, his book, noble book, Sifat Salat al-Nabi, when he mentioned those, he mentioned you don't say all of it together. So, this adhkar and the other thing, after Salah, there are tasbih, many ways. From that, Subhanallah 33, Alhamdulillah 33, Allahu Akbar 33, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la ilaha al-mulku wa alhamdu wa ala kulli shayin qadir. Sound. Another one, Subhanallah 33, Alhamdulillah 33, Allahu Akbar 34. not la ilaha illallah sharika this. You already said the 100. Another one, subhanallah 10 times, alhamdulillah 10 times, Allahu Akbar 10 times. Sheikh Albani says, when you're running, you say that one. When you have to go, say that one. Subhanallah 10 times, alhamdulillah 10 times, Allahu Akbar 10 times. Another way to say it, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, 25 times. That's 100. And there are other ways too. So each one to say one time. If you say just the one, you're done. Again, remember that. None of you think, oh, subhan, never know this dua. Yes, but salah is valid. Yes, you didn't know. I didn't know, but salah still is valid. Wallahi alhamd. But it's better if you're able to. Wudu, before that, wudu. Prophet ﷺ, one time, he washed all the limbs. Each one, three times, except the hair. It's all with the hair, it's always one time, wiping over. The rest, each one, three. Another time, each one, one time. Another time, each one, three, except the hands, two. Except the hand, two. So the face, three. The feet, three. But the hands, just two. Washing two times. One time washing, one time. One time washing, two time, all of it. One time washing, three time, all of it. One time washing, each one, three, except the hands, two. So by knowing this, you're really remembering, preserving the sunnah of the messenger. So this is what the Sheikh talking about. And so many other adhkar. So the Sheikh said, وَفْعَلْ عِبَادَةً إِذَا تَنَوَّعَتْ وُجُوهَهَا بِكُلِّ مَا قَدْ وَرَدَتْ لِتَفْعَلَ سُنَّةَ فِي الْوَجَيْنِ وَتَحْفَظَ شَرْعَ بِذِي النَّوْعَيْنِ والزم طريقة النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم وخذ بقول الراشدين الخلفاء. The Sheikh said, adhere to the way and the path of the Prophet, the chosen Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Adhere to that, stick to that. This is a religion. Be upon the path of the messenger of the religion عليه الصلاة والسلام. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Stick to his way. You see the hadith of Prophet ﷺ, you see the ayah, don't leave it for anybody. As long as you understand it properly, as long as this text is sound, and it you understand properly, stick to it. Your father differ you, your community differ you, your sheikh differ you, barakallahu fihim. Prophet ﷺ is number one, alayhi salatu wasalam. وَخُذْ بِقَوْلِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْخُلَفَاءِ. Now you don't have sunnah from Prophet ﷺ, you have the fatwa, verdict, the statement of the opinion of Khulafa al-Rashidun, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali. You have only one of them, stick to his way. Take his opinion, take his action. Because we were commanded to follow them. خلفاء الراشدون in general عليكم بسنة وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين and as صحيح مسلم specifically أبو بكر وعمر اقتدوا بالذين من بعد أبي بكر وعمر and other narrations but those four companions you have their statement someone else differ you take their statement even four of them أبو بكر has opinion رضي الله تعالى عمر had opinion. There's no Quran and Sunnah. There's no proof. This is ijtihad. Which one you should take? Abu Bakr. You leave the opinion of Umar. Abu Bakr is number one. The same thing. You have Abu Bakr and Umar. You have Umar and Uthman. You take the opinion of Umar. Uthman Ali, the opinion of Uthman. Ali and any other companion. From the rest of the companion, you take Ali. Because this is qawl, statement. There's no, if there is ayah, there is hadith, he already told you the Sheikh, path of Prophet Muhammad. Other than the rest of the Sahaba, the same rule. You have Abu Huraira opinion, you don't have any other companion who differ him, take the opinion of Abu Huraira. Because he's better than anyone who come after him. طيب, then the Sheikh said, قول الصحابي حجة على الأصح ما لم يخالف مثله فما رجع. He says that the opinion of a companion is a proof, itself is a proof. Even if Sahabi doesn't mention ayah, he mentioned hadith, his opinion, his verdict is proof, is dalil, you should follow it. As long another one who is the like of him, another companion differ him. If another companion differ him, now you go by Quran and Sunnah. You look who is strong, unless one of them is bigger than the other one. As we mentioned, one of them is Khulafa al-Rashidin, take his opinion. But if you have Ibn Abbas, Ibn Mas'ud, and some ulama, Shaykh Uthaymeen himself here, he said, when he said the statement of the companion is proof, he said he doesn't mean every companion. He means those who were famous in knowledge and teaching and fatwa, like Ibn Mas'ud, Ibn Umar, Ibn Abbas, and the like. He said not any companion. His statement is to be a proof. And some other ulama, they have other opinion. So when the companion, they themselves differ, here you look which one is stronger, close to the Quran and Sunnah. Like Ibn Mas'ud, Ibn Abbas, when they differ, the rule of touching a woman, foreigner woman, does it break the wudu? It doesn't break the wudu. Ibn Mas'ud said it breaks. Ibn Abbas said it doesn't break. Now, when you go back to the Sunnah, you find the Prophet Sallam, he touched his wife and he makes salah without making wudu. Meaning she didn't break his wudu. So there you take the opinion of Ibn Abbas. Even though Ibn Mas'ud is bigger and more knowledgeable than Ibn Abbas generally. يعني ابن مسعود was bigger than ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه أجمعين. Yes, but ابن عباس he lived after ابن عمر, ابن عباس, ابن مسعود close to 10 years. And he is the one who even named him ترجمان القرآن. Amazing. ابن مسعود is the one who named ابن عباس ترجمان القرآن, the interpreter or the translator of the Quran. And ابن عباس was young at that time. Because after that, he lived close to 30 years. Subhanallah. Anyway, so the companion, their statement, it's a different ulama, the usuliyun, they differ. But this is the statement Shaykh Uthaymeen, he chose, rahimahullah. Then the Shaykh said, وَحُجَّةُ التَّكْلِيفِ خُذَا أَرْبَعَ قُرْآنُنَا وَسُنَّةٌ مُثَبَّتَةٌ مِنْ بَعْدِهَا إِجْمَعُ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ وَالرَّابِعُ الْقِيَاسُ فَفْهَمَنَّ. وحجه التكليف, then the proof which is person is binded in, the person is binded in, he must take it basically. He said, and the proof, people now we differ, this is right, this is wrong, where the Shaykh said is four. Number one, he said, Qur'anuna, our Qur'an, the book of Allah, is hujjah. Someone has ayah from Qur'an showing that issue. The other one doesn't have it. That one, the one he has the proof. Then the Shaykh said, وَسُنَّةٌ مُثَبَّتَ, and sound sunnah, authentic sunnah, affirmed sunnah. When he mentioned the Quran, he didn't mention, he didn't say, Rahimullah, Muthabbata, affirm Quran, he didn't say, because Quran is affirmed. But hadith, yes, there are some hadith which is weak. They say that the Prophet ﷺ said such and such, Prophet ﷺ, he didn't say that. He never heard about it. So, in order to consider this to be sunnah from Prophet ﷺ, it has to be authentic. This has to be sound. There's a way to know it's sound. People of hadith, they know it. They know it. Everyone who narrates something from Prophet ﷺ, they wrote down his history, his name, his children, his family, where he lived, where he go, where he died, who he taught, who was his students, who was his mashayikh. Everything almost relate to that. Every narrator, everyone, without exception, you find it. So they tell you right away. Somebody called Zayd, narrate hadith from Amr, from all the way to the Prophet ﷺ, they already have that Zayd. They recorded that. Whether that Zayd is weak or strong, whether his narration is accepted or not accepted, they have both. Some ulama, they have books only for the weak narrators. Al-Du'afa, Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah. all what he mentioned there, Imam Bukhari, he believes, is weak narrators. To know what they narrate is weak. On the other hand, he has his book, As-Sahih, Sahih al-Bukhari. All the narrators there, to him, is sound. What they narrate is hujjah. So the ulama, they have, they finish all. Therefore, if someone comes today and he says, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said such and such, we simply ask, where the Prophet said this? Where can we get that? Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this hadith and the narration is through, let me say, Abdullah, Abshir, Abu Yasir, Muhammad. Where are these? They are not in the books of people who used to live first three generations. How do you met the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? They have, those people have to be existing people. The books which was already recorded, which is recorded, preserved, has to be. But if they are not, then this is fake narrators. The Shia, they don't shy from lie. Wallahi al-Azim, Wallahi al-Azim, Wallahi al-Azim. Imam Bukhari, Imam Shafi'i, he said, I accepted the testimony of every group. People of Ahwa, Ahlul Bidah, accept Al-Khattabiyah, the Rafida. I'm not accepting, he said, Yastahillun Al-Kidib. Because they see the lie, they see to be halal, lawful. They have this principle called what? At-Taqiyah. It's their principle, wallahi. Akhi, Laysa Al-Khabaru Kal-Mu'ayana. Laysa Al-Khabaru Kal-Mu'ayana. Sound hadith, what you are informed is not like what you see. What you see is different what somebody tell you. What I mean that, I myself saw that. Someone who used to work together in a business, used to work together, and he was Rafidi. Wallahi, I never know, akhi. I think he's layman, he smoke. So, at least 2 years working together. And then, he always talk about, say, bad about Saudi government. I don't take it personal. I say maybe someone, his family, they deported him, or this is, the government has everybody. Has good person, bad person. That's, even though I don't like that. I don't like to say bad about Saudi government, by the way. Not anything else, but because they call people to Tawheed. They call people to Sunnah. Yes, they are not perfect, akhi. No question. There's no human being who is perfect. There's no government. At the time of Umar, Abu Bakr, something used to happen. What do you expect today? Wallahu al-musta'an. Yes. But you make comparison. Who is the government who, ya akhi, honor the people of Sunnah, honor the Tawheed, honor the all those. Wallahi, some government, they build graves, ya akhi. They build graves. They have like area like, look like Hajj, ya akhi. You don't have those in Saudi Arabia. They're not allowed. So this upon the Sunnah. Whoever loves the Sunnah, loves the Tawheed, love it. Wallahi al-Azim. If your father doesn't love the Sunnah, he doesn't love the Tawheed, problem. Where is the wala' wal-bara? You love for the sake of Allah, you hate for the sake of Allah. So because he born where I born, doesn't mean anything. So al-Muhim, I was not happy. He said bad about it. But I was taking it with a good intention, that is general layman, Muslim. And I was actually had the intention to advise him, stop this one, do this one. Al-Muhim, until finally I shared with him, after almost 2 years, I shared with him, Alhamdulillah, I'm very happy today. Why? I was accepted by Medina University. Medina? Where is that? That's in Saudi Arabia, in Medina, Prophet. A'udhu billah, he said. I say, what? And he started saying something. I say, akhi, I'm learning Sahih al-Bukhari. You know, that hadith, when I was young, I used to hear hadathana. I love the hadith. Well, I want to learn. Bukhari? This is a big liar. Imam Bukhari, he's a big liar. It's like a day to me. I never see the person. I look at him. I took him. We went to the lab computer. I say, subhanAllah, are you okay? He say, what happened? He say, you say Sahih Bukhari is a liar. Imam Bukhari is a liar. He's a liar. We move on. Last time I say a word when he said bad about Aisha. They left him. That was, khalas, you are not normal. I was, every time I was giving excuse, but now you are big. Later on, Al-Muhim, so because he had a mission. He was going to grab me by saying this government, so the Saudi government is the Saudi government. And the reason really sometimes it's not because of aqidah. Because every government they spread Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, Sahaba, Abu Huraira, Aisha, Ali, radiallahu anhum, everybody, Sahaba. That's what they don't like it. Al-Muhim, so the point is, the hadith must be sound. So it's a proof. If the hadith is sound and you understand it properly, don't understand the way of Khawarij, you understand in a correct way the way of the Sahaba, it is a proof. If you are a true believer, you take it. The third, the Sheikh said, وَالرَّابِعُ, he said, the third is بَعْدِهَا إِجْمَعُ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ, the consensus of the Ummah. Here, Ummah means the people of knowledge. If the people of knowledge agree upon an issue, even if you don't know any ayah for it, you don't know any specific hadith for that issue, but the ulama, they say, the ulama are agree upon. أَجْمَعَ أَهْلُ الْعِلْمِ. Consensus, this itself is a proof. Don't waste your time with seeking if it is authentic or not after you make sure the ulama, they agree upon it. Because they don't agree upon falsehood. Prophet ﷺ said, لَا تَجْتَمِعُ أُمَّتِي عَلَى الضَّلَالَةِ. My ummah will never agree upon falsehood. Don't expect that. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. Allah said in Quran, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعَ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنْصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ. So following the ummah, the ulama, the people of knowledge, they agree upon is haqq. How about if the people of knowledge don't agree upon? They differ. What do we do? Go back in Quran and Sunnah. We look back Quran and Sunnah, we didn't find the proof. It's an issue of ijtihad. We don't, and this alim said this, Sheikh Albani said this, Ibn Baz said this. What do we do? We don't have Sahaba. Yes, whoever is strong to know how to know this Sheikh is stronger, his opinion is stronger than that, is Quran and Sunnah and the Ijma. And the fourth one which is going to come, Qiyas. Yes. Okay. So the Sheikh said the Hujjah and the proof is the Quran and the sound Sunnah and the consensus of the people of knowledge, Ummah, the nation, the consensus of the nation. And the people of knowledge are those who represent the Muslim nation. Then the Sheikh said, وَالرَّابِعُ الْقِيَاسِ فَمَنْ. And the fourth proof is the qiyas, is analogy. Qiyas is الْحَاقُ فَرْعٍ بِأَصْلٍ فِي الْحُكُمْ لِعِلَّةٍ جَامِعَةٍ بَيْنَهُمَا. Is when you give the rule of a new issue, you give it the rule of previous issue. You give them the same rule. Something new and something happened at the time Prophet ﷺ, you give it the same rule because they share the same reason. So, for instance, they come up a type of intoxication. They come up a type of there is a type of play which was forbade. Prophet ﷺ, he forbade it. He said it's like somebody who put in his hand in the blood and the meat of a pork. That's what they call shatrandi and nardishir. I don't know how to say it. So they have it today in different form. They have different way. So back day there was alcohol used to be made from one specific thing, from mango or for instance. Yes, grapes. Now they make it from different way. From maybe Allahu A'lam, you better not to know even. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So the alim of our time, Francis, he says this thing with a new name brought from Mexico is haram. How, ya Sheikh? Because he say this thing has the property of what used to, what was forbade by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade such and such because of intoxication. This one has the same, rather it has even more. Therefore, it takes the same rule. So this is a qiyas. The qiyas, the condition is, there has to be something origin you build on. And there has to be reason which is between that, the origin and the branch. That reason must be clear, must be sound itself. Sometimes it is authentic. Prophet he mentioned it's called mansusun alayha. It's a text that this is the reason of prohibition of such and such. And sometimes the ulama, they make ijtihad and they have consensus. They agree upon that this word forbade because of such and such. Also take the same rule. It's a proof. And sometimes they differ. They say the reason of this was forbade because of such and such. This was made mandatory because of such and such. And they differ. If they differ, then it goes back. If you choose the opinion of that alim, then that reason he mentioned applies to every new things. Is this understandable? So qiyas, originally you don't go by qiyas. Al-qiyasu kal-mayta, Imam Shafi'i said. La yusaru ilayha illa inda al-darura. Qala al-imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, aktharu man dalla, innama dalla fi al-ra'i. Majority of people who go astray, they go astray because of analogy. Even Iblis, when Allah commanded to make sujood for Adam, Iblis rejected that. Why? Through analogy. Said, how I make sujood? You create me, Allah, you create me from fire, you create me from clay. Meaning, I'm better than him. Meaning, he's saying fire is better than clay. So this is analogy. But this is wrong analogy. This is wrong analogy. So the qiyas, the origin is not to go qiyas, to find a text. But if there is no text, then now there is no text means because this issue which happened in tonight in Stone Mountain, new things, they brought it tonight. It was not used to exist years back. And the religion of Allah is for all human, for all the jinn. You don't find that specific thing with that name at the time of Prophet ﷺ. So what do you say? Islam say nothing about that? No, Islam talk about everything. All aspects of life. So now the alim, he look, okay, this thing, what's the quality of these new things? It has this quality. Okay, he go back to the Sharia. Sharia, what has the same quality? He find what has the same quality, then this is good. Or this is bad. Or this is mandatory. Or this is haram and the like. So the qiyas, if it is... there is origin and there is relationship, there is something connecting the origin and the branch. And what's connecting is sound itself, is something authentic. Okay? Then it takes the same rule. Qiyas fa'faman. So other than that, it's opinion. So the alim, regardless how great ilm Allah gave him, he makes ijtihad. Therefore, the aim al-arba'ah, especially last three, who take knowledge from one another. The biggest of the ulama agree upon Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Those three alim and before Imam Abu Hanifa, Muslims agree upon that they are the biggest of the ulama. Allah katab lahum al-qabool. Wala siyama al-thalath al-akhir. So those ulama, they themselves, they were students to one another. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah was the student of Imam Shafi. Imam Shafi'i was the student of Imam Malik. But yet they had different opinion in many issues, fiqh issues. This alim see this way, this alim see this way. There was no fight. There was no hatred. No. Nor their student. Because every alim, he was trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sheikh Al-Albani, in his noble book, Sifa Salat al-Nabi, he made good introduction. He bring the esteem of Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad. Each one saying, follow the proof. خُذُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَخَذُوا. Follow the proof. Through that way, they learn the deen. They spread the deen. They love one another. One of the teachers, our time, if his student deliver him, خلاص, he boycott him. لا يا أخي. If the issue has a proof, the proof is very clear. وَحُجَّةُ التَّكْلِيفِ خُذَا أَرْبَعَ قُرْآنُنَا وَسُنَّةٌ مُثَبَّتَ من بعدها إجماع هذه الأمة والرابع القياس فمن ففمن is Quran, is sound hadith, is consensus, and is the sound analogy. Other than that, is opinion. Yes, if you are convinced with, alhamdulillah, you think this Allah love is good. If someone differ you, don't take it personal and don't fight him. And don't call him even some people. They hate you because you don't take the opinion of their sheikh. Akhi, your sheikh, he has proof for what you call him to me. Come up with it. He doesn't have proof. Then you convince with him. Walillahi alhamd. And I convince you with Sheikh Al-Albani, for instance. None of us has a proof. Imagine if we boycott one another. We hate one another. What am I calling you then? Then I'm calling you to my desire. I'm calling you to my hawa. I don't have proof for you. Basically, I like this opinion from this sheikh. You have to take it. This is not right. So these are the hujjah. Quran, sound sunnah, consensus, sound analogy. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.